Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. Today's episode is proudly sponsored once again by the Dungeon Cast, the podcast where hosts Will and Brian talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons and teach you how to play the game, learn the lore behind every monster or deity throughout the D&D multiverse, or how to build incredible characters to explore the worlds of D&D. Passively gather knowledge to become a dungeon master and receive countless tips and tricks on how to create your own world and weave a story the likes of which will have your players clamoring for more. So what are you waiting for? Check out the Dungeon Cast and learn about dragons, demons, magic, and other super cool D&D stuff now. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get your podcasts, or on YouTube, or check the show notes for the links. This ad is brought to you by the Demogorgon, Lord and Ruler of the Dungeon Cast, and greatest and most undisputed powerful demon lord in the known cosmos. Shout out to Demogorgon, and all praise Demogorgon. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on the Stories from the Greyhill Free Company,
it fell in. Can you dig? Nods.
Is it shrugs?
I'm guessing it's too much for two people to dig.
You start heading downstairs and the water begins to get higher and higher upon you. You start having to like kind of like wade through. You want to keep that?
Yeah.
You want to keep it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's clever. So you are not hit by a rock.
He tried to trick you.
Okay.
She drags you up onto her side, not the side that you want to be on. You look right. And you see the pile of rocks that has crushed her deck.
Does any of these look familiar at all?
You are uncertain, but you both think that this is the one that you fucked up on, and you think you know the way again.
I love being an idiot. Yep, all right, cool.
All right, hell yeah. You go down the pathway. Immediately you're like, oh, thank God. Oh, my God. You have a fire, but you all sleep just on the ground.
I like to imagine we just didn't even bother keeping a watch.
No, I went to sleep.
No, I don't think that happens on account of there's still a lot of golems around.
Golems around. Yeah, good point. Good point. We keep
playing. Yeah, okay, yeah, a watch is kept. A watch is kept.
Do we lose our exhaustion or is that
yeah,
that
you,
not
you recover a level of exhaustion. Ziamia just produces more lizards or geckos or whatever. And you have a quite gross but nonetheless meal.
Oh, it's delicious nevertheless.
Thank you.
Yes. Maybe I'll start asking like Tavatine questions maybe about that little the bathtub of messages.
He shrugs. What would you ask?
I ask if there was like a turn of phrase on the words or something like that, if it was like very clear in precise instructions, or was there any kind of flavor around it?
He nods at the first one.
Okay. So just basic instructions, yeah.
He nods.
Do you have any idea who hired you?
He shakes his head.
Do we have any idea who hires us for most of these particular missions?
Could you name one person who has hired you? You've done like 10 missions.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's not on you, Cass. None of you can.
Like, I know the farmers, they were the one that hired us to deal with, well, I guess.
One of the farmers figured out,
I just
like,
said to Ziamia. To deal with her I in roundabout ways. And I mean, who were we collecting all the items for?
Well, Moramash takes it, and he takes it into Greyhill. Moramash figures it out.
So I guess it's because you have some questions for Moramash. How many golems ended up, did you know, were being made?
He shakes his head. He's now, like, sitting cross-legged by the fire.
Yeah. Thinking back, how many, like, pockmarks in the roof were there?
It was pretty heavily pockmarked.
Maybe we should rest for now. I think everybody's a bit wrecked, and with the sleep, maybe they'll remember a bit better.
Yeah.
You know, time to put it in the other bit of brain. Yes! And it's also good to have time for your brain to do its, like, little sortie thing.
yeah, comprehend all the stuff that we've just been through.
I know it's easier for me, if I'm learning something, it's easier tomorrow to talk about the thing I'm learning.
So yeah, we I guess set some watches and rest as much as we can.
The night is uneventful. For some reason, there's no wildlife to hassle you.
Oh, I hate that.
Okay.
All right. Well, you wake up the next day, which is always good.
Always good.
Yeah.
Blessings. Blessings on blessings.
What's your plan?
So we could always go back to Greyhill, figure that out.
I think it's a good idea if we talk to Boromarsh.
See to Boromarsh, yeah.
Because
I mean, we've still got that the local boy who wants a song. I don't really feel like singing right now.
It does indeed feel like a moot point right now.
Yeah, yeah.
If we go back tomorrow, and we tell him what's happened, we'll see if we can find the person who programmed the dead statues.
Yes.
Because...
So we still got that scroll, yes? I would assume.
Yes, and didn't the scrolls...
Who was the last person holding it? Ziamia was the last person holding it. She has it.
Because then we can find out who's controlling the iron golems, and they'll...
Well,
we can fix it so that they're not in control anymore.
There was 400 iron golems just got up and left. I don't imagine that they were quiet about it.
No. Well, hopefully someone else kills them. You're right. But I think if we can find out who the controller is...
No, that's right. I mean, it'll be heading towards whoever that might be, is what I mean.
So follow them?
God, no. Yeah, God, no.
I think that's a good idea. That's the faster way than going to Moramash. What the fuck, Wyatt?
So you want to spy on whoever summoned 400 iron golems?
Yeah, we kill them. All of them die, I assume. I can't read. I don't know what the scroll says. Why, what do you want to do?
Honestly, I don't know. Going up against someone who can control 400 iron golems sounds like suicide, to be honest. And doing any more of these quests we've gotten seems foolish. If we're to travel, was it due north to some goblin infested castle to clear it out for whom and for what reason? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't really stop to think about why we're doing these things. I just...
But they all seem like good things.
Well, yeah.
I can't think of anything that we did was bad. The locust one was nearly bad, but that was misunderstood, and then it did end up turning a bit bad.
I guess we'll confer with Tavatine as well as the rest of the group about some of like the all the sort of quests that we've sort of done for Greyhill. If there's any sort of anything that just strikes us as odd. Like, because there was a bit of a boon in terms of things being dealt out.
Yeah, Greyhill Free Company used to be a tiny little outfit. None of you, or like the old timers are maybe the only people who have spent more than 5 years. Like, there's a massive gap where the old timers maybe spent like 20, 30 years, possibly longer, depending on race and such, at the company. Whereas some of you newcomers have spent maybe no more than like 2, 3, sometimes 5 years. And then there's not a lot of people who have spent time in between. Greyhill used to be just like a lot of consistent old timers who had been here basically part of the woodwork for as long as time, for since before time began. And then there was in the last few years, there's been this massive explosion in adventurer activity in Greyhill and surrounding the capital and whatnot. The rest of Kandor has definitely not seen this much boom activity for adventurers. Even Bullridge, a city far to the east in what was once Goldcrest. Bullridge used to be kind of like known as an adventuring capital or the adventurer capital. In recent times, the capital here and Greyhill have far surpassed that, with mercenary bands springing up, adventurer bands springing up all over the damn place. These like adventuring contracts typically are organized at the capital and then disseminated through either local channels or possibly sometimes there's like at Greyhill itself, there is like a nexus point there where they can also be distributed from and to.
Maybe Tavatine, because again, they've all seen pretty standard, like, you know, deal with some goblins, find out where a bird is, get some magical items, those kind of things.
Have any others involved a basin? The basin seems pretty suspicious.
Yeah, and also ask Tavatine, like, where did you get this particular mission from? Is it a similar kind of thing when we all went to camp and there was like basically like a bunch Mora of things Marsh. To kind of rifle through?
All quests come through Mora Marsh. Well, you confer with Tavatine, I suppose, and a lot of you are like, well, a lot of quests are like, go fetch this item or go maybe like stop this infestation of something, go like figure something out, delve into these ruins, that sort of stuff. It's a lot of it is either exploratory, clearing, or collecting. Any quest seems to be one of those three.
And it's all very...
Actually,
like, there's nothing...
as you have the conversation with Tavatine and Saren, who is quite new, but has been like in a bunch of other different groups at Greyhill, you slowly, you're like, one of you is like, oh, we did, like Saren is like, oh, I did a quest where we... where we found a bunch of kobolds terrorizing their way through the north. And you're like, oh, we killed those goblins.
Yes, we know about, well, we didn't, but something definitely killed
and
those
And then Tavatine talks about finding the Sword Sage amulet or the location of a magical item, doing some exploration stuff. And you're like, oh, we went and collected the Sword Sage amulet. It feels like a lot of the quests are like, explore a place. Did you find something? Okay, someone goes there, collects the item, explore a place. Oh, did you find some lore? Ah, someone goes, collects that lore. Explore a place. Oh, is there an issue? Ah, someone goes over and cleans up that issue.
So it seems that no one is getting, I guess, the whole story. Yeah,
It's being
split up, except for, I guess, Mora Marsh.
Maybe we do need to go back to Mora Marsh.
Well, one of two possibilities, I guess. One is that Mora Marsh is exactly in the dark like we are, or the alternative. Kind of let that linger.
No one says anything for a while. Ziamia leans in, and she has like a little notebook. She's written on the notebook, Mora Marsh? ?
Oh, right, sorry, Ziamia. So, where from... We're from the Greyhill Free Company.
She nods. She's heard that part already. Yeah,
that's the adventurers that we are. And so when Lux or Nix said it was the Greyhill Free Company, it was, you know, when you find out that maybe your party has been compromised, or your family in a sense has been compromised, sort of sent a bit of a shockwave through us all. And that really was just a misunderstanding, which I think got. At least two of our, let's try and gaslight myself. Two of our good friends killed. So
Tavatine's eyebrow raises, but he says nothing.
So maybe this is just another misunderstanding. And Mora Marsh is I guess our leader who gives the. Missions out, yes.
She nods very sagely.
So either willful ignorance or they just...
Or very evil. Very evil and greedy.
She writes down another message on the piece of paper and shows it to you. The message says, I will lead you out of this place back to the farms, but I go no further.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, this guy sounds scary, probably.
Yes. Do we need to collect our old camp or are we just heading home?
Oh, she shrugs. If we'd come across our old camp.
I talked to the group.
Oh, like, everyone's like, I think we should collect our own things.
I think
old
we
things.
Should.
That would be appreciated.
Imagine if we came across a camp, we'd take it.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, we should try. Perhaps. We should definitely try. I get it. If it's gone. Yeah.
Yes. Let's, sorry. Very distractedly, I just kind of gesture like, let's go get our things, yes.
Once again, on your way back to the camp, nothing attacks you. There's nothing left alive to bother you here.
That's worrisome.
You probably encounter dead corpses, like a lot of them. It's something heavy either picked them up or crushed them or just stepped on them.
Depending where we were going, because I might have pointed to Yeola's horns.
And revenge, Yeola says.
And would have been like, do we want to deal with that before we get our things?
Is it on the way?
Because it's close. It's a bit of a dog leg, yeah? It'd be closer to get to to that old river witch.
No, it'd probably be longer. It'd be a detour going to the river witch, but you could.
Yeah.
Oh, it's important. Yeah. Let's go.
The amount of time the entire trip would take, the river witch is not that big a deal.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
The amount of tears I have shed over not being able to access Nathan For You on the Comedy Central website because it's not available to people in my region are about to be all dried up by the gentle hands of NordVPN. Geo-restrictions are now schmear-schmishmictions for me because with NordVPN, I can change my remote location with one click. For the cost of one cup of coffee a month, which is way less than a standard streaming service, you can now access free but geo-restricted content and premium cybersecurity. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so the only risk is finding out you don't like what they're playing in Canada. Go to nordvpn.com/isfornerds to get a 2-year plan plus one additional month with a huge discount. That's nordvpn.com/isfornerds.
Yeah, yeah. I'll kind of explain who that river witch was to Zamir.
Zamir nods slowly. She seems to know who you're talking about.
It's okay if we get rid of her, yeah? Not an issue?
She shrugs. Sure.
Okay.
Do you know anything about her? I know they're just controlling dogs or wolves.
So. She writes down on a piece of paper, trained wolves, a hag.
Yeah. Hag? Not a river witch. She's a hag.
Yeah, do we know about hags?
What's a hag?
Never fought a hag before.
No idea.
Never met one. Mm. You don't know. She continues to write on the piece of paper. She shows you. Mm. Desperate people will sometimes go to her for spells or magics. She makes awful deals.
Ew. And with the...
A new note is made down, she shows you. She can bring the dead back to life, but it's not good.
Ew. Like a necromancer or worse?
She kind of shrugs. Worse, she writes on the piece of paper. Mm.
Well, lassie, no issue with stopping her then.
We've put a lot of bad, I think, currently in the world. Maybe we try and take a little bit out. Hmm?
She nods slowly.
That's again, address to the group, because I think I'm trying to build up
Chantel
some morale.
Are looking for a little fucking payback. Both of them nod. They seem very keen to go kill a hag.
Yeah. I think it's just kind of a thing where, you know, we've had a lot of, like, even though we sort of came off, I mean, we were winning in a sense of, like, destroying this thing. I think it's all, like, you know, morale, I don't know if it's worse than when we were separated and Chantel got her leg removed. But I think it's close. It's a different kind of lowered morale.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it'll be exciting. Let's go kill a hag and some wolves.
Yeah. I think we need a win. Right. I don't mention that, but I'm feeling it.
I excitedly start strutting in an attempt to reel in the revenge excitement.
Well, you head towards the witch.
Let's try and see what spells do I know. Maybe some better ones for fighting a hag. Yeah. That's any kind of information that Ziamira might have about hags would be nice.
Ziamira shakes her head. She doesn't know much. She quite clearly doesn't fuck with the hag much.
Yes. Look, that's fine.
She probably gives you a brain worm to the effect. She quite clearly steers clear of the hag.
Look, fair.
As you're approaching, you would be coming from a completely different angle. Rather than coming from the water angle, you're coming from kind of like behind the hut. But you do spot it in the distance. You see it from the other side, from like the back side. You would be coming to it basically as night is falling. You can see, in addition to the lights in the building, there are a couple of lights around the little hut. These lights you do not remember. You do not remember these lights being here.
Ed, those lights are new.
They look like torches lit in the distance. You are still a ways away, far enough away that you wouldn't be able to make out the skulls on the fence.
So there's two torches in the...
They're near the hut, but not in the property.
Okay, okay. So, like, maybe she has some visitors.
Potentially.
Well, I think we should approach sneakily.
Yes. I could... Look, I could scout ahead, transform into something.
Something that a wolf wouldn't eat, remember?
Something that a wolf wouldn't eat, yes, and something that maybe is a bit more stealthy.
Crab?
Potentially.
Crabs look like rocks.
Thinking some kind of like a panther or some kind of like cat, but I don't
know. A wolf would eat that. Much.
Well, yes, but if I'm quiet.
Okay.
So are you transforming into a cat?
I was going to say, what sort of like stealthy animals can I turn into?
If you go like a black panther, surely the night will put you on its side, you know?
I don't know if panther is an option for you.
Like house cat?
House cat I'd allow.
I can transform into a panther.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, yeah, panther, I suppose, is a decent option.
He's very, very slinky. Oh, it's a climb. Okay, cool.
Oh, it has a climb speed? No, it's flying speed. You're not allowed.
Okay. Transform into, I think it's probably the stealthiest thing I've got.
All right, who's going? Are all of you stealthing your way forwards? Because you're not all good at it.
I'll stay
there. Yeah, I figured I'd go ahead. Like, stay maybe, you know, a bit away. Like, how far away can we kind of like, and I guess without alerting?
Well, that's impossible to know. You have no idea what the hag's perception is like, nor the wolf's perception. She could even have like spells to aid her with that.
Ah, true. So how far are we currently away?
You are, I would say, maybe 500 feet away.
Okay. Well, I can run at, you know, 100 feet as a panther. So, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, like everyone stays at like that 400 feet mark, I can go ahead stealthily, have a sneaky check.
Okay.
And then come back.
Well, you slink your way forwards.
It's very sparse. There's like nothing around there.
No, it's barren. Yeah. You make your way up to the house itself. You're on the other side. The torches have kind of bobbed to the front door, and now you can no longer see them. You're at the back of the house now. There's a couple of windows. You could approach one of the windows, but that would obviously be that would probably be the easiest way to spot you.
Yeah, I'll try and slink around to the front again. I've got a sense of smell now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like. Can I sniff something out?
Sure.
Sniffing for a stank?
You sniff at the air and you can... It's a mix of smells. Actually, you're probably... It's a probably very difficult to identify much from the smells. Mm. You could definitely smell the wolves. You probably smell the hag. Beyond that, there's just a myriad... The hut must be filled with a lot of very aromatic things. And that's kind of like covering up anything else that could be here.
Okay. So
the hag and the wolves are present, but that's all you can tell.
All right. Can I just like, I'll keep staking it out a little bit so I can, again, trying very hard not to
be seen. Are you going to go towards the front?
If I go around the side, there's a bit of an angle, like kind of give it a wide berth.
Okay. You slink round the side and you see the two wolves sleeping in their normal positions.
Mm-hmm.
The hut door is closed. You can hear conversation happening inside, but you can't tell what's being said. So someone must be here, but you don't know who or for what purpose or anything else.
Okay. Is there anything I can jump, climb or jump on?
The house. beyond that, the fence probably doesn't look sturdy enough to carry your weight.
Okay. I'll try and go towards the back, away from the...
Back to the back, yeah.
The wolf, so I can get a bit closer to hear that conversation.
You get as close as you dare getting, but as you approach, you hear, shh, I hear something.
Oh, I get very low to the ground and try and slink away.
A knobbly face comes to the window.
I try and hide, stealthy hide.
You stay low and you put yourself maybe in the... There's like the moon is out. It's not particularly bright, but the moon obviously does cast some light. And you try to put yourself in the shadow of that light. So you are black upon black upon black. The old crone or hag peers out through the window. There's no glass to the windows. It's just like a hole in the hut. She peers out through it and glances around. She slowly tracks herself back in and you hear her say, "Perhaps it was nothing. One moment."
Okay. I start heading back.
You start heading like, back towards the group?
Like, yeah. Like, okay, now I want to know what the one moment, what she's going to do, if she, like, if I can, like, hear out, if she, like, exits the
Yeah, cabin. Sure enough, if you're dawdling before you start moving back, you hear her, the front door open and you hear... no, you don't hear what she says. Would you like to leave?
Yes, I'm guessing she's waking up the dogs.
Sure enough, yep. As you leave, the two wolves, you can hear them slinking round behind the house, obviously searching for you.
Huh. Okay, maybe I'll try to lure them a little bit.
You kind of don't need to do that. They appear to have picked up your scent. Yep.
They scent
fantastic. You smell like a cat.
All right. As they, I run.
You have
I run
a higher movement speed, so you can quite easily outpace them. They are sprinting behind you.
Cool. I want to, run towards the group, but make sure that they keep following me.
All right. Big T, would the group be kind of ready for what's about to happen?
Absolutely not. We are sitting.
Give me a number between 1 and 30. Thank you for being honest.
3.
Ah.
Seriously, ready for anything. Choose where you go in initiative. Speaking of, the entire party is shocked when the panther reemerges from the darkness.
Well, you said you were going to be a sneaky cat. We're like, oh, sick. Yeah. Who's going to notice a cat?
Nah, look. Fair enough.
I said, won't the dogs notice? And you're like, nah.
Who would each of you like to act with?
Serene.
I'm going to go with Chantal again. I like the simplicity of a warrior.
Hey, if the dogs have water in a dog bowl, could you drown them?
What?
With shape water.
No, it's probably not enough water, to be honest.
I mean, maybe.
I don't think you can move water around like that as well. I don't think the spell lets you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't also, move the water in your own body. Because that would just be like, oh, cool. Well, I guess your blood's at your feet now.
So we're just going to have to hold these dogs down to drown them, is what I'm hearing.
Why do you want to drown the dog?
Well, initially I was thinking, how do we kill them without them waking up? And it's like, well, if you bring the water to their face and they drown in their sleep, and they're probably going to wake up.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about drowning these dogs who are currently...
Oh, yeah, well, that was option. That was plan B. How much control over shape? How shapely is the water? Can you drown them on the go? I guess not. And that's good to know.
Yeah, unfortunately, no.
Big T and Saren, it's your turn first. You see two shapes looming at you out of the darkness. Two massive shapes. They look like humanoids running on all fours.
I know they'd be the wolves, though, yeah?
Yeah. Good. I mean, well, actually, no. They don't look like wolves. They look like humanoids, big humanoids, running on all fours. You actually don't know what the fuck this is. They do not look like wolves.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sarin's gonna use Shatter on them.
All right, assuming they're hostile. To be fair, your friend is running from them, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if we can see you running from and you're being chased, then definitely.
One fails, one saves. That's 3d8 damage.
Is it? Has a hag bewitched some folk just to act like wolves?
Did they look like wolves when 18. You checked them out just now? Did they look like wolves to Glubble?
Well, Glubble saw them as wolves and then started sprinting away. And then the darkness has just been making sure that they're behind him, but hasn't been... Well, your passive perception wasn't enough to notice what happened.
That's fine.
So Saren... Saren pulls out a triangle and a little metal rod, taps it, and then thwang, the sound of ringing metal on metal nearly splits everyone's ears. Then that was... Oh, Big T, what would you like to do? Sorry.
I would like to prepare my attack with a halberd because they're not close enough yet, but have a feeling... no, sorry, javelin.
Javelin? You can throw a javelin now.
I'm going to throw my javelin now.
Your javelin soars... soars through the air and strikes one of them.
Nicely done.
It doesn't seem to slow down.
Oh, no.
You hit, you see it hit, but it doesn't do any damage. The creature just keeps moving. It's their turn. Two creatures loom out of the darkness. They look like wolf men.
Like men who are wolves or werewolves?
Well, Big T is the only player who has spotted them so far, and Big T does not know what the fuck these things are.
Oh, no. Okay. She's made something bad.
One of them runs towards Big T. The other one runs towards Saren. It launches onto you, Big T, and bites down. That's a critical hit, and bites down.
No.
Remember you've got that thing?
You know what? I'm going to use that thing.
All right. Normal damage and you are grazing hit, normal damage and stunned for one round. Oof. You are incapacitated as the condition. Basically, it's miss a turn.
Look, fair enough. This is pretty shocking to me. I thought I'd seen every kind of guy.
You're going to take 4 points of damage. Would you like to reduce that?
Oh, if it's only 4, no.
You also need to make a constitution saving throw.
And I pass with flying colors.
Yeah, you pass.
Yes.
And then it attacks with its claws, don't hit you. It brings its claws into your back and drags them across your armor, but your armor, thankfully, saves your life. Then the other one attacks Saren. Bite misses, claws hit.
Is Chantel near Saren?
Not near enough, no. 9 points, you were not ready. They were not ready for this fight. Yeah.
No, they weren't ready.
9 points of damage, and they must make a constitution saving throw.
Ooh.
We were all sitting around trying to figure out what would be our favorite food if we were a dog.
It's Yeola's turn. Yeola. Ah! Yeola cries out in panic. Yeola casts Spiritual Weapon, which attacks one of them, hits, and deals 9 points of damage. And then she casts Sacred Flame on the other one, who needs to make a dexterity saving throw. They pass, no damage. All right. Then Global plus Chantel. Chantel utters a curse. Everyone seems really... No one... Beyond just not being ready for wolves, Global, they seem shocked to... This is something else. You stop, turn around. You know exactly what these are. These are jackalopes.
Like, what the hell?
Wait, jackalopes?
What's a jackalope?
Really? Are they different in D&D?
What's a jackalope?
A jackalope is a bunny with antlers. Not in
no,
D&D.
It's not.
What is
Global,
it?
A jackalope is a terrifying wolfman creature.
I thought a jackalope is a breed of hare. Oh, I'm stupid.
Yeah, you fucked the roll up, dude.
Yep.
You're convinced these are jackalopes.
What do I think I know about jackalopes?
Jackalope... they're fearsome creatures, described as, some people say, a jackrabbit with horns, but you know, a wolf man.
he's a wolf boy. I know.
The word jackalope is a portmanteau of jackrabbit, antelope, and wolf.
No. It's jackal. And it's very close, and it lopes like a wolf.
Yeah, it makes
so it's like
sense.
Like a loping jackal. It is obviously like a jackrabbit.
They're said to be so dangerous that hunters are advised to wear stovepipes on their legs to keep from being gored.
Yeah, fuck. Thankfully,
one of the ways to catch one is to entice it with whiskey, their beverage of choice.
Well, we don't have any whiskey.
Watch out, because they can't imitate any human voice.
Oh, no. Okay, well, they can speak to us. Okay, that's... No, they're just imitating. That's terrifying. Well, either way.
They only breed during lightning flashes, and they're, well, some people say antlers, but teeth are sought after as a fertility object.
Yeah, their teeth, you say? It must be why the witch has it. That makes sense. Are they missing any teeth?
No, they appear to have all their teeth. They have all their teeth.
It's probably no one has,
they have teeth.
You know, has gone in for like a fertility issue for the hag. Anyway, I'll get Chantal to in terms of not being ready. Mm-hmm. Does that mean like no armor? Does that mean no, like how
I
not
would say
ready
Chantal has her armor on, but she wasn't like ready for the fight.
Okay, but she's holding whip.
Sure,
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in that case, yes, I'll get her to run up to the one that was fighting Saren, mm-hmm. and Warhammer as much as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. Probably the two-handed. I guess they probably don't have their shield ready.
All right, Chantel rolls a one.
Of course she does. Good.
Good. As she swings, the jackalope slashes at Chantel's eyes. Chantel screams and staggers backwards, holding at her eyes. She's going to be blinded for...
Perfect.
4 rounds.
Oh, that's great news, Chantel. Why do you just... okay, well then I will try and... If I'm running, can I try and pounce at that particular jackalope?
Sure. You rolled a 1. So...
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Your attack hits an ally within reach and is a critical threat. You land on Chantel, who stumbles into your attack. Normal damage and 2d6 bleed damage.
Gotta love the yes, cool. Great.
You deal 4 points of damage to Chantel, and every turn until she is magically healed, she will take another 2d6 damage.
Wow.
It's got me, Chantel calls out. Then, that was all that you are doing?
That's all I can really do, is just fuck up, I guess. Hopefully I won't fuck up next time on Stories of the Greyhill Free Company. This is a message for all the seasoned and aspiring DMs out there. Do you wish to treat your players like the common dogs they are by rewarding them with treats? Well, then do we have the solution for you. Our patented Good Boy cards will make your players feel like they're doing a good job while at the same time dehumanizing them without their knowledge. Are they mad at you? Deflect by telling them they're a good boy and hand out one of our Good Boy cards. The complete deck of 50 cards is available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, with each having a unique ability your players can use in-game or hoard and never use like the dog brain idiots they are. We also have bad boy cards available for when you want to treat yourself to something nice. Grab either or both in a bundle while stocks last. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.